Simone, congratulations. Can you talk us through how you felt about that very emphatic win?
It was a good match. I think I played really well the whole match, even if she has the 5-3 in the second set. I felt that I was pushing, and I was pushing her back, and also I was rolling the ball pretty well. So I think it was a very high standard of tennis today, and also she played really well. I mean, she's a very tough opponent always. When I play against her, it's difficult. Even if I won the first set 6-0, I knew that it's going to be tougher, the second one. I'm really happy with the way I played today. I'm really happy.
Is there any pain from your ankle at all? Do you feel anything, or is it 100% physically, and what about mentally?
Today I felt it a little bit at one back end, because I turned too much, and when I turn with the right leg in front, I feel. But doesn't bother me much, so I'm not thinking about it. I can run, I can slide, so I have nothing in my mind about the injury anymore.
Simona, through the first week, three matches, how would you kind of describe, I guess, your first week?
Very nice feeling to be again in the second week. I had good matches, not easy at all. I played well, and the most important thing is that I'm playing better match by match. So gives me confidence for the next week, and also nerves, but better nerves this time.
Everyone's sort of saying that it's a very open field, but I think if people had to choose a favourite, it might be you. So are you feeling like the favourite, and
no,
or
I'm
feeling,
not feeling
any pressure?
No, I'm not feeling pressure, and I'm not feeling that I'm favourite. I just have confidence that I have my chance. I have the game to play till the end, but you never know in tennis. So I will take match by match, and if I will be in the last match, then I will be very happy.
How much are you enjoying playing at Roland Garros, both the atmosphere from the crowd and also the way the courts are playing this year?
Well, it's much better than last year. And I'm really happy that it's nice weather, because it's better for me. I always liked to play in Paris since juniors, when I won here. I have a good feeling also with the crowd. They are supporting me all the time, and they do nice atmosphere down there on the courts. And Suzanne Langlais is a favorite now, because I played all three matches there. So I hope next round also there. Till the final, we have many, many matches ahead.
Simona, during the days off, how much of that time is being spent actually relaxing? How much of it is spent, you know, working on whatever you need to work on to get ready for the next day? And if you are relaxing, what are you up to?
Well, I'm not working much, but yesterday I played 1 hour, but very high intensity, and I was working maybe more than during the matches. It was a tough practice, and I want to do the same tomorrow, just to keep active the legs and to feel tired a little bit on court. I'm relaxing as well. Today I will go shopping a little bit to have new things to start the next week. I have a movie that I'm watching in the room, so nothing special, but I can feel that I can relax now, so it's a big thing.
And what is your mindset and approach going into the second week? How would you like to play your tennis?
I think same like I did this week. I don't believe that I have to do something special. I just have to stay on my terms during the matches. It's going to be a tough one, next one. I know her pretty well. We are there. And in Roland Garros, I had tough matches against her. So I'm ready to run, I'm ready to play, and just to be confident.
What is the movie that you're watching on your days off?
Come on. I said once, it's a Turkish movie.
Simona, as you entered into this tournament through the first three matches, first week, what's been kind of the most important piece of advice or coaching, advice that you got from Darren to handle the first week here?
Oh, This is a tough question because he gave me many advices, and it's bad if I say that I don't remember. No, I remember, but I don't want to tell. he has confidence that I can play play a good level of tennis. Actually, he's always telling me that you have to be confident in your game. When I say I'm confident, I'm not talking about that I'm confident in myself. I'm confident that I can stay on court till the end, not giving points away, just fighting for every ball. And this is the most important thing that he told me after Miami, actually, to change the attitude and to be like 100% there for every ball. Doesn't matter if I'm down or up, I have to stay there. So I did pretty well this week, and hopefully next week I will be better.
Do you feel that that talk in Miami has been a turning point for you this year?
Definitely.